She closed her own fingers tighter, and all at once his hand sagged open, releasing the dagger. It clattered on the floor. Pox kicked it far aside and shifted one hand from Venner's left wrist to her own dagger dropped nearby. "Now," she said, "we will hear more of this."
"I spit at you, Gerd's dog. I laugh."
But he was choking, and he sagged heavily under her hands. "Pox, hold!" Arkelin's voice. She held her dagger to Venner's throat and waited. "What's..."
"The Duke!"
Master Simmet this time. "By the gods!"
"He's dead or dying!"
Arvis's voice was savage.
"And Akria will have his soul, and yours!"
She broke off in a scream.
"Not yet," said Krakolnia. "Don't you know you can't knife a man in mail?"
Pox's attention was diverted for an instant. Venner surged up against her hold. Without thinking, she slammed her hand down. Her dagger ripped his throat, and he died. She scrambled up to see what else had happened. Shadows fled before her spell light. Simmet leaned over the Duke, who was slumped in his seat. On the other side, Krakolnia held Arvis, her arms twisted behind her.
"Light!" snapped the surgeon. "Come here, Pox, if that's you making a light."
She came around the table. She saw Doran working with flint and steel to relight the lamps. The Duke's face was gray, a slow pulse beat in his neck. He seemed to gasp for breath. Bissagnor, too, had reached the Duke's seat. The two surgeons maneuvered him from the chair to the tabletop. Simmet slit his tunic and spread it. There on the left side was a narrow wound. Pox glanced at Arvis and saw the sheath of a small dagger dangling from her wrist.
"That's close," commented Bissagnor. "Poison or in the heart?"
Simmet bent close to listen to the Duke's heart.
"Poison and close to it."
Bissagnor turned away.
"I've a few drops of potion in my quarters."
"Too late,"
hissed Arvis.
"You won't save him or yourselves. Nothing you've got will touch that, and your precious Duke, as you call him, will never take his rightful seat."
Krakolnia tightened his hold, and she gasped. Pox reached out to touch the Duke's shoulder.
"Get back, Pox. You're no surgeon, and I don't have time."
"Let her." Doran brought a lamp near, its light golden next to the white spell light. She alone saw Venner's nature. She alone could free herself to fight him. Perhaps... She looked at Pox, her own hand going to the tiny Phocian symbol at her throat.
"Perhaps you learned more than we knew. Is that so?"
Pox felt a pressure in her head and could not answer. She only knew she had to touch the Duke, had to call what powers she could name. As she laid her hand on his shoulder, the spell light dimmed, except along that arm. She closed her eyes against it. She had no time to study what was happening. Touching the Duke was like laying her hand on the skin of running water. She felt a faint resistance, a surface tension, and a strong sense of moving power underneath. Without realizing it, she brought her other hand to his other shoulder. She felt within herself the same moving power that she sensed in the Duke, although in her it ran swifter, lighter. She tried to bring the two powers together. At first, it seemed that the surface between them thickened, resisting. The Duke's rhythm slowed and cooled, as if some moving liquid stiffened into stone. But her plea to the High Lord and Gerd brought a vision of movement, of sinking through the surface as a hand sinks in water. She let herself drift deeper. In that thicker substance, that cooling stream, she loosed her own fiery essence, the flames that had danced deep within since the night of the Kwakken's magic fire. Slowly.